a world o' men and sign o' gods, the grey that haunts the deepest green, the wrang side o' the noblest scene we ne'er can whommel to or in, as to where the hind hath parts o' God. His face aye turned the opposite road, or's neath the floors the drumly clods, frae which they come at sickna odds, as o' earth's magic frae a spirit, o' shame and secrecy o' doubt. Then shack nae mair in silly life, nor stand impossible as day, incredible as all thing is, inside or out o'er closely scanned. As mithers often think the world o' bairns that hae nae end or object, or lovers think their sweethearts made, yin shearn, wha hinna weel delays, makeless when they are naebody. Or men o' ilka sort and kind, are prude folks they ca' their ain, that nameless millions had afore, and nameless millions yet'll hae, and that were never worth a hen. Or Cruvie's latest story, or Gilsanker's vows to sign the pledge, or if I thought maist risky was, or failed to count the change I got, say would I be, and I rejoice that didna ken my place in these. O strangling rictus, sterile spasm, thou stricture in the groins o' leg, thou outre gangrel for the wilds o' chaos fenced frae Eden yet by the unsplinterable wall o' moonbeams like a blaze o' swords. Nae chance lunge cuts the guardian knot, nor shall the belly find relief in whase entangled monoplies, creation like a stoppage jams, or in whose loins the map mound runkles in strawns o' bugas whase generations gravel. The sound o' water one and three, the sight o' life that drags the rook, the thought o' every thwart hour come are in my ears and in and brain, in whom the blood is spilt in stour, in whom all act in darkness fails, in whom the mystery o' life is to a wretched weak bereaved. But let my soul increase in me, God dwarf to enter my fair folk, expand to his true size again, and protoplasm's look befit the nature o' its destiny, and seed and sequence be nae mair incongruous to any nether, and liquor fact impossibly mak paint pot an eternal well, and art be relevant to life, and poets mair than dominies yet, and ends nae langer tint in means, nor forests hidden by their trees, nor men be sacrificed alive, in funds o' fate designed for them, nor mansions o' the soul stand tomb, their owners in their cellars trapped, nor all people's genius be a rumpled fike in heaven's doubt, while Calvinism uses her to breed a minister or two. A black leaf o'er a white leaf twirls, a grey leaf flutters in a twin, say ply my thoughts about the stem o' loppered slime through which they spring. The thistle like a snowstorm drives, or like a flick o' swallows lifts, or like a swarm o' midges hings, a plague o' moths, a starry sky, but it's naething but a thistle yet, and still the puzzle stands unsolved. Beauty and ugliness alike, and life and death and God and man, are aspects out that name can tell, the secret that I'd fain find out, for this bright pie, this sorry weed, the tree that fills the universe, or like a wreathed cairn cries. When I was sober I might think it was like something drunk men see. The necromancy in my blood, through all the gamut, changes me, a dwarf and giant, foul and fair, but wanna let me be myself. My mither's womb that reigns me still, until I take and prick the witch, and woman cry with Christ at last, then what hast thou to do with me? The tug o' war is in me still, the dog hank o' the flesh and soul. Feather in heaven, what god get dark, a gilly slap to mither me, nor monk nor the fire and flame. The trollop and the deity share my riven form as though I were a picture of the time they had, when left rejoiced to file it so, and earth up shuddered like a star. The drucken hissy game to bed, with three in dame and ane in three. Oh, fame I drink until I saw Scotland a fairly your delight, and fame bide drunk, nor hate receipt into a shriveled thistle sign, as when a sparkling tide rings out and leaves a wreath of rubbish there. Will all the seas gang dry at last, as dry as I am getting new, or will the air come back again, sealed as my niece drinks to me, or as the sunlight to the moon, or as the bonny sangs o' men who are but fair critters in themselves, and save when genius makes them drunk, as dunnert as their audiences. As dreams that make a tramp a king, a madman sane to his ain mind, or what a Scotsman thinks himself, to naething but official kites. The mair I drink, the thirstier yet, and whiles when I'm allowed wi' booze, I'm like God's cell and clad in fire, and hae a Pentecost like this. Oh, would that I could aye be fool, and no come back, as aye I maun, to naething but a fool that nane had credit wi' sic folks as these, a fool that kens their empty dreams. Yet but for drink and drink's effects, the yeast of God that barns in us, we might as well no be alive, if matters not what drinkish things, the barley brie, ambition, love, or good or evil working ends. See, lang as we feel like souls set free from mortal coils, and speaking tongues we dinna ken and never will, and find a merit in ourselves, in Cruvies and Gilsankers stay, and see the thistle as oak the thread. For was hae the thistles poor, to see we're worthless and believe. Oh, thing that ony man can be is a mockery o' his soul at last. The mair it shows, the better, and I'd sooner be a tramp than king, lest in the pride of place and poor, I e'er forgot my waesomeness. Say to debauchery and dirt, and to disease and death I turn, sin otherwise my seeming worth has blocked my view of what is worth, and blind me to the irony of being a grocer near the sun, a lawyer in justice old careen, a pedant like an ant promoted, a parson buttonholing God, or ony critter of the air, small book to John Smith High Street firm, or sick like vulgar careful life, substitiem eternitatis. Nay, void can flag me half as much as being myself, whate'er I am, or war, being anybody else. The nervous thistle shivering like a horse's skin and eth a clague, or northern lights, or lustres o' a soul that day has fastened on, or morning after the night of yore. Shuddering thistle, gie hour, gie hour. Grey sand is churning in my lugs, the moonlight flats and gantum there, the grave o' all mankind laid bare, from hell itself that drawback rugs. Nae man can ken his hurt until the tide o' life uncovers it, and horror-struck he sees a pit returning life can never fill. Thou art the facts in ilka earth that brings into eternity, crisscrossed with countless other facts nae man can follow, and of which he is himself a helpless bear, held in their tangle as he were a stick nest in Yggdrasil.